Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run, or stand up with the best?
Aaron, we're 60.
60? Is it 60?
It's our 60th episode of No Holds Barred with the Bards that never... Yeah, not bad. And I think it's, you know, we probably did like 20 for like 5 years and then 40 of them in the last year and a half probably.
Yeah, we said fuck it. You know, we're not doing anything at home.
Yeah. But now we're going to start doing stuff again, and now I don't know what to do all these shows.
We've overcommitted now. It's okay, because I feel good about this mission we're on to name the best wrestler by month.
Yeah.
So far, very surprising results.
Yeah, you want to list them?
Yeah, so in January, the greatest wrestler in January ended up being...
John Cena, I believe, right?
John Cena, exactly. February, Roman Reigns. March, the immortal Hulk Hogan, which is really WrestleMania. April, Shawn Michaels. We really like Shawn Michaels on this show.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's really good. Mm. It's like he's better than Bret Hart. All right. In May, AJ Styles.
Okay.
And here we are in June. That's
couple
a really
cool one so far.
Yeah, it's a really eclectic little group. Now, I'm curious if this is the month where we finally get a repeat winner.
Possible.
It's possible. I don't know.
A couple
probable.
In mind that could be contenders, so we'll see.
Nice. So, like, if you're just joining us the first time, we're just comparing guys month to month. Who's the best worker in the month of June?
Yeah, we usually factor in stuff, too, like moments and shit like that. That matter as well. So,
and when I was building this list of guys, like, to consider, I made sure to try and include all the guys that won King of the Ring tournaments.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just because even though some of those are not that good... like it was such a big part of those June pay-per-views early on. So for better or worse, it's going to make or break them.
All right. Well, why don't you talk us about our first guy, AJ Styles?
All right. So randomized AJ Styles, who won last month. Okay. Uh-huh. So in 2016, he goes up against John Cena at the Money in the Bank, which is a amazing match.
Yes.
It's the first one they have, so it's good. And I think this is what he wins that one. That's right. In 2017, he's in the Money in the Bank. That's the one where he has the showdown with Nakamura midway through, and everybody goes crazy, and then they have that disappointing feud. And speaking of the disappointing feud, he has what I think is a 4-star match with Nakamura in 2018, which, again, for them is disappointing.
Right. It's a solid three? I mean, with one great match?
Well, I got two great matches. I got the Cena 4.5, and I got Nakamura at 4, and I have the Money in the Bank at 3.75.
Okay.
So he's not going to win. Yeah, he's not going to win this month, but in contention.
Yeah, he is.
Like usual. He's always in contention, this guy.
All right. Well, let's see if the next guy will be in contention. That is Cesaro.
Cesaro. So Cesaro starts off with two matches in 2014. He fights Sheamus, which I think is a legit great match with Sheamus.
During part of their big feud, yep.
Yeah, in 2014. Then he's in the Money in the Bank for the, I think it's the world title? No, he's in the one with Seth Rollins in 2014 in the Money in the Bank. The show we met at, you and I.
Oh,
yeah. Then he's in the Money in the Bank in 2016, which is very good also. And finally, him and Sheamus fight the Hardys in 2017 in a good match.
Yeah, I love that feud. So we got some work to do in this month, Aaron. This is similar to other stuff we've had with the Rumbles and all that. Like, how do we quantify a lot of these money in the banks, right? And we kind of went through this with Mania, too.
I think we have to just really think if they stood out in it.
Right.
And I find for a lot of the new ones, no one really does.
Correct.
So maybe it's a tiebreaker, but I don't think anybody can win on the strength of a Money in the Bank appearance.
Excuse me. So Cesaro, I guess, kind of toward the bottom, right?
I think so.
Nothing that really stands out.
No. And like, as long as we're at the bottom, let's talk about Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
Because he's in the 2017 Money in the Bank, which is a 3.75 Money in the Bank for me. And then he has the great match with Styles. But again, it's great, but it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably actually below Cesaro.
Yep. Okay. I plugged him in there.
Cool.
Rey Mysterio.
Tell me about Rey.
You're gonna have to do that. I don't know.
Okay. In 2000, no problem. 2004, he fights Chavo in a good match.
Yeah. That one's not bad.
It's okay. Yeah. In 2005, he fights Psychosis in a good match.
Psychosis.
2006, he's got a really like sneaky, very good match. I like the match with Sabu at One Night Stand.
Yeah, that's a fun match. Weird ending, but
yeah. And then in 2009, he's got two matches, both against Chris Jericho. I have them at 4.5 and 4.25.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Then he's in a the four-way for the title at the Fatal Four-Way in 2010, which I think is good. And then in 2011, he's got a near great match with Punk.
That's a very good resume.
I think it's better than Styles's.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. We got a sneaky contender.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to start pushing for him because he hasn't won before. All right.
I'll do early Undertaker and you can pick me up sure. Where I need. But. All right. So obviously King of the Ring stuff, 93, he was out during it. 94, he was as well. So 95 is the first time he's there and he loses to Mabel.
Tough start.
96 though, he's got the great match of Mankind, with the big upset win by Mankind and that. 97, he's got the stinker with Farouk.
Yeah.
98, of course, an all time moment with Mankind at Hell in a Cell at King of the Ring 98 in Pittsburgh. So that's going to count for something here. 99, he fights The Rock. Yeah,
never good. Yeah. That's the one where The Rock hits the rock bottom, like, right away.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
2000, he's in that weird-ass six-man with Kane and The Rock versus Vince, Shane, and Triple H. 01, he just beats up DDP, right?
Yeah, let's not count that.
Nope. 02, he's got the terrible match with Triple H.
Yeah.
03, he's not at, right? Because it's Raw. 04 is Raw.
No. 04, he's there.
He's on the Raw one? Or are they doing a SmackDown for June?
SmackDown, it's Dudley's.
Oh, the Bash. That's right. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. This is going to be impossible to do him. sorry. When's he back? Is there anything after that?
One more in 08. He has a very good match with Edge.
Okay. This is such a tough one because you got the only one really great match. That's what, well, not great, like, you know, very, very good with Mick at King of the Ring 96. Then you got the all time moment at King of the Ring 98, which is honestly maybe one of the biggest moments in the company history.
Yeah.
But then a bunch of fucking shit. And, you know, we say shit, it's shit.
Yeah. It's
with
bad.
Farouk, with Mabel, with Triple H.
Yeah,
even the Rock match, the six man, like those are middling.
The Dudleys
is an all time bad.
Murders Paul Bearer.
Oh God, this is. I mean, how much? All right, so how much weight are we putting on Hell in a Cell?
So I've been thinking a lot about this question because when I listen back to our episodes, we always argue about like if one match can carry a person to the number one slot, right? And again, we're probably different philosophy about the one match, but does his bad here outweigh his good?
I mean, it's such a lot of bad.
And, you know, that 98 match too, like, I love the match. I will give that match 5 stars any day of the week because of what it is and what it represents and how crazy it was. But it didn't need to be The Undertaker in that match. Like, I think it helped that they were feuding, but that's much more of a Mankind McFoley moment than The Undertaker. Yeah.
So I think it buoys him a bit, like, whereas I don't think he'll be at the bottom.
No.
Not nearly enough to get him up to the top.
Do we flatline him in the middle?
Yeah, let's just do that for now and see where things go. It's okay. A tough one because you would think that would carry so much weight, but God, I mean, this is just, we've had this issue with this fucking guy forever. It's like all the way back to our GWWE list, right? Like, how do you weigh all the bad with all the good? And this is a month where he just happens to have a bunch of that crap, you know, filtered in. So, I mean, W's is all time bad. Like Mabel's, whatever. Farouk is pretty bad, but
The Rock. He's the only guy not to have a good match. The Rock.
Yeah.
Triple H is bad.
Yeah, Triple H is real bad.
Yeah, this is the reason why I could not vote him number one in GWWE.
No, it's too much.
Biggest reason. Like, it's just too much crap.
All right, let's put him at 13 for now. We'll see where it goes. Christian.
Christian!
So he's got what? 2000? Is he there? Yeah, no, he's at 4, right?
Yeah, but he's also in a... He's at 99. He's fighting... Yeah, he's fighting the Hardys, and that's fine. Yeah,
that's the Michael Hayes match.
Yes.
In 2000, they get the 4-way with Too Cool, where they win the titles back.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah, it's the Josie feud. 01, he loses to Angle, which is fine. Well, pretty good, actually. I think Chad just watched that recently. He was talking it up a bit.
Yep.
And then, do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, 03, he's got Booker T. You know, subpar, but not bad. He's in the triple threat at 05, which I really like that match.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good match. Yep.
I'd say it's even great. 09, he's in the scramble and then also in a triple threat because there's two matches in 09. 2011, he's got his worst match with Orton, which still cracks 4 stars for me. And his final match is 2012 against Cody Rhodes. I think that's where he wins the Intercontinental Championship, actually.
Mm.
Feels middling.
Yes. I mean, well, he's got the good stuff in 05 and the Orton match in 04.
Okay, yeah. So,
ahead of Taker, yeah.
Yeah, ahead of Taker, below Styles.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so Jeff Hardy has that match in 99 that we just talked about.
Yep, the 14 in 2000.
Four-way at 2000. 01, is he there?
Yeah, he fights X-Pac in a good match.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah. And then he's gone for a while.
Yeah, so that's it for a bit for him.
Yeah, and then so he comes back in 2007, him and Matt fight Kate and Murdoch. It's a good match.
Yeah.
Also in 2007, same Hardys fight the world's greatest tag team. Again, it's a good match.
Yeah.
Not more than that. He fights Umaga in 08, good match. In 09, he has a 4-star match with Edge and a 3.25-star match with Punk. And then he's got the bar match in 2017, which I have at 3.25. And in 2020, he fights Sheamus, again, 3.25. So it's pretty – he's got the one great match with Edge, but everything else is around 3.
But nothing bad.
No, nothing bad.
So below Christian?
Yeah, I think he probably has to go below The Undertaker too.
Yeah, probably not by much though.
No, should he be below Sheamus? Sheamus doesn't have anything bad either, but he's got
– We didn't do Sheamus yet.
Excuse me, Cesaro.
I don't know.
No, you know what? Cesaro, all his stuff is in Money in the Bank. He's got a bunch of Money in the Bank. So that's there's the answer there. That's how we weigh it.
Right. Hardy has more stuff out of it. So,
yeah.
All right. Talk to me about Del Rio.
Okay. So I put him in here. Okay. Well, he's got the 2016 Money in the Bank, which is very good. But I put him in here on the strength of his match with Dolph Ziggler in 2013.
Yeah.
I love that match. I think it's really good. I think it tells a really good story. I think Dolph is great in it, but I really think it's really effective because Del Rio is really good in it too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all he has. So I'm happy to put him at the bottom, but it felt weird leaving him off because of how great that match is.
Would you have him below Shinsuke?
I think that match is better than anything Shinsuke did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm happy to put him above Shinsuke.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe above Cesaro too.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, and then cut it off there.
Okay. All right, Brock Lesnar. So 2002, he's got the two matches with Test and then with RVD in the finals. Both are fine. I mean, whatever. The Test match is whatever. RVD is fine enough. Yeah. And then I guess that's probably it for his first run, right?
No, well, that's it at all, in general.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, and again,
at the bottom then, yeah.
Yeah, see, I put him in here because we wanted to talk about the King of the... Well, I wanted to include the King of the Ring guys, right?
Would you have him below Nakamura then?
He did win a King of the Ring, and it was really important.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I wouldn't go much higher than that, though.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right, RVD, 2001. He wasn't around yet. So 02, no. He's got the match with Jericho, which was kind of that controversial one. That was, you know, him and Jericho felt was five stars and the internet did not. It was a big thing with Jericho online.
Quit the internet for a while.
And then the match with Brock, which is fine.
But I have that Jericho match at 3¾. I think it's really good.
It's very good. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. But Jericho talked like it was a classic, you know, like all time classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So 03, he,
yeah,
something with Kane, him and Kane, maybe tag team.
La Resistance.
Yeah. So whatever.
Yeah.
04.
In a four-way.
Is that with, is that the U.S. title four-way? No, had he switched yet?
Christ, I don't remember now. Damn it.
No, he's not in that one with Cena and Dupree, is he? He's not part of that.
I forget who it fights. I know how he's in a four-way and he's got a three stars for me. That's what I know.
So it would have been what, Great American Bash?
I guess so.
All right, I can check quick.
I'm checking it.
I don't think, maybe, what, I don't know. That was what, Cena, Dupree, you, me, and Dupree?
Oh, you, me, and Dupree.
It was that one. It was Dupree.
Yeah, he's there. Cena, all right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's fine, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
05, he's hurt for One Night Stand. 06, of course, all-timer with John Cena.
Yeah.
Is 07 the Orton match?
It is, but he's got another match in 06 against Edge.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it's a bit subpar. And yes, 07 is Orton.
Which I like. Is that the stretcher match?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that match.
I think it's good. And then 14, he's in the Money in the Bank.
Right.
And that's his return.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he's above Taker, right?
Oh, yeah, I think
so. He doesn't have the bad stuff, but he's got the Cena, which is all time, above Christian. You have him above Ray and AJ?
No, I don't think above Ray. Ray's just got too much.
Yeah.
But I think ahead of AJ is interesting. Like, I'd rather have, I know it's weird, but I think the Rob Van Dam Cena match is better than the Cena AJ match. I don't necessarily mean as the in-ring, but just as an entire package.
Right. Yeah, I can see him above AJ. I think so.
Yeah. And Ray's just got a bit too much of that Jericho and the Sabu and the Punk. There's just a lot there.
Right. But me, yeah, that Cena match is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That Cena match is amazing. But again, that as much as Van Damme's... Man, you know, you needed... I was going to say it's a Cena performance, but you needed Van Damme in there,
too. No, yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah.
All right, Chris Jericho in 2000. He has a kind of a disappointing match with Kurt Angle. It's fine, right? But...
It's nothing more than that.
And then 01, he's got the three-way main event, which is fine with Austin and Benoit.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
I think
it's a great match. It's borderline great.
Yeah, I have it at 4¼.
02, he fights the RVD match that we just talked about.
Yeah.
03 would be, it's funny, it hasn't clicked with me yet that it's Bad Blood 03 we're talking about, which I love so much. So Tim and Goldberg, now I'm remembering exactly what we're talking about, it's coming together.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good, actually. I do like that match. Yeah, 05, he's in the three-way with Cena and Christian, which we talked love about. It was great. And he's gone for a bit, and you want to pick it up from 08?
No, he's in 04. Oh, no, we did 04. 04, he fights Tomko.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And 05, he also has a really good match with Lance Storm at One Night Stand.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then 2008, he fights Kofi in a bit of a disappointing match. 2009, he's in the triple threat tag. That's when he's teaming with what's his name? Oh, not 2009. That's 2008, I think. No, it's 2010. No, that's not him. Excuse me. My mistake. 2009, he's got the two matches with Ray that we talked about,
mm-hmm.
which are both, it's 4½, 4¼. And 2010, he fights Evan Bourne in a really good match. 2013, I think he's got a great match against Punk.
Yep.
He's in the 2016 Money in the Bank, which is very good. I think he's our working number one.
Yeah, I think so. Because he's got the Ray matches and then a bunch more on top of Ray.
Look, the four-star match to me, Ray, the triple threat with Austin, Punk, the triple threat with Cena and Christian, Money in the Bank. And then right. RVD is 3¾.
Storm match is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Batista.
Okay. So Batista's first one is a match you love in 2005, which is the Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
I have it at 4, but I think you have it higher, right?
5, yes.
You have it at 5? Oh, wow. Okay. I like it a lot. Then 2007, he's got 2 matches. They're both against Edge, and they're both 3 stars. So kind of a wash. 2008, he's got a 3.5 against Edge, but he also has what I think is a 4-star match against Shawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, 2009, he's got a very good match with Randy Orton.
All right, so he's got a good resume here. I'd probably have him above Christian, for sure.
Yeah, above AJ.
Yep, below RVD. Or above RVD. I mean, by my metric, well, I guess I have seen RVD at 5 as well.
Yeah. I don't think he goes above Mysterio, let's say.
No, I think I am below RVD.
That's fair.
Okay. All right, Kurt, 2000, he's got 3 matches, right? None of them really stick out, though.
No.
He's got Rikishi, he's got Jericho and
Crash.
Crash, yeah, kind of a waste of a tournament for him. Oh, 1, though.
Got 3 matches.
Tour de force. Yeah. He's got, he fights Christian, he fights Edge. Yeah, and then, of course, Shane McMahon, the murder, death, bloodbath. Yeah. Yeah. 02, he's got the really fun match with Hogan, where he taps him out.
Love that match.
03, nothing, right? 04, nope. He's hurt.
Yeah.
And then 05, he fights Shawn, right?
Yes, in the rematch.
That's classic, too. So,
yeah.
Oh, man, he's up there, too.
Well, and you're missing some, too, because... He's got Orton.
Oh, One Night Stand, yeah.
Yeah, well, and he's got 2 matches. He's got a 3-star match against Orton in 06,
yep.
But he also, I think the match at One Night Stand with Orton is 4. I love that match.
Yeah, that's a great match, too.
Yeah. So he's, I mean, you're looking at him and Jericho, I think.
Yeah. I think I'd put him above Jericho because I love you get the Shane match is like the biggest moment of the two guys.
Yeah, probably.
And he wins, if you're factoring the crown, right, he wins that.
I'd probably argue that the Shane match is not only the best moment, I think it's the best match of the guys.
I don't know. I think I have Kurt Shawn higher, but yeah.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yes, so then he has the 2 best, so put him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I love that Ray series, and as much as I want Jericho to win something, it's Angle's too good here.
All right, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Tell me about it.
All right. He's got his typical fucking Seth Rollins stuff. So 2013, he's teaming with Roman. He fights Brian and Orton, which is a strange match. Mm. But it's 3.5 stars. He wins the Money in the Bank 2014. So maybe that will bump him a bit because he won it. You know, we're trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
He's got a 4-star match with Dean in 2015. In 2016, he's got that match with Reigns where he wins the title and then he loses the title immediately to Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
He's in a 5-way in 2017, which I think is very good. 2018, he gets a 3-star match out of Elias, which is a fucking miracle. And in 2019, crap against Baron Corbin.
So below Jeff, above Del Rio.
I guess just on volume.
Yeah.
I think Del Rio has a better match than he has, but he's only got 2, so.
All right, Mr. Perfect. Interesting one.
Yeah, we don't get to talk about him, and, well, you know, he probably makes on a 1 match. I'll let you handle it.
Yeah, so he's got King of the Ring 93, fights Mr. Hughes, mm-hmm. and then 95. No, okay. And then, of course, he fights Bret the Hitman Hart in an all-time classic, and also a 93 in the second round. And then that's it. Yeah. So, all right. How much does that one, our old debate, how much does that 1 match carry it? So is he above Taker?
I think he's in the Del Rio category.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's above Rollins.
Above Rollins?
Yeah. Fuck Rollins.
I know Rollins has got like a litany of good matches and he won the Money in the Bank.
All right. Above Del Rio.
Yeah. I guess I like Brett. Perfect more than I love Del Rio Ziggler, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Shawn Michaels.
Brickhead.
All right. So 93's got this kind of a stinker with Crush.
Yeah.
94, he's managing Diesel.
Yeah.
95, he's got the disappointing match with Kama. 96, you know, good match with Bulldog. Not great, but very good.
Very good.
97, though, he's got a great match with Steve Austin.
Yeah.
And then he's done until he comes back. And then 03, he fights, is that Flair at Bad Blood?
Yeah.
Yep.
Disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing, but fun.
Yeah.
04, it's of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful Hell in a Cell with Triple H, but then he reverts that a year later with Kurt Angle in a classic at Vengeance. Yeah. 05, he's not at either One Night Stand, right?
No, but he does fight in 06. He fights the Spirit Squad, teaming with Triple H.
Oh, that's right. That stinks too.
Yeah.
Is 07 Batista? No, he's out in 07.
He's gone. That's it. We're done.
Oh, I thought he had the Batista match we talked about. For Batista.
2008. Yes, he fights Batista. 2008. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah.
All right. So he's kind of on that, like, in that Taker mix where he's got some real bad, but then he's got a couple classics.
Yeah.
I think I put him right below Taker.
See, I think I'd put him right above Taker.
I just think the Hell in a Cell moment to me is better than Sean's big moments.
Yeah, but Sean has Kurt, Batista, and Austin.
Yeah.
Like, we're at, and the Hell, like,
that Hell in a Cell is bad. That might be worse than anything Taker has.
Yeah. It's certainly longer. I'll put him below the Undertaker. Doesn't
matter. Yeah, I think the Cell is the worst of all that.
Yeah.
Like, Taker stuff is crappy, but not that. I mean, that's an hour of shit.
I feel like all of Taker's bad matches are the same length as that Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah. It's. I mean, look, we always say we punish things for being too long. That's like the perfect example of it. So.
Right.
All right, Edge. So Edge has that Hardy's tag in the four way. And then 01, he's got the Kurt and the Rhino matches, which are whatever.
Yeah.
02, what's he do at 02?
Don't think he's on the show.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the show.
Yeah, it's odd, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, was he banged up? I think he was banged up.
Yeah, no, he got hurt. He got hurt.
No, because he's fighting Eddie. But I do think he's I think he's banged up a bit.
Okay.
If I remember from Ruthless Aggressive podcast. So 03 is when he's out.
Yeah.
04, he's back. He fights Kane.
No, he's fighting La Resistance in a
tag match. Right. Yeah, that's stupid shit.
Yeah.
All right. 05, he's got.
I don't think he's on 05.
Yeah, because he's not at One Night Stand.
And he's not at Vengeance because he's on SmackDown, isn't he?
Yeah, okay. No.
No, he's not at Vengeance, I don't think.
Yeah. When's he fight RVD? Isn't that 05? Or is that the next year? That's 06.
That's the next year. That's
okay,
06.
Well, 06, he's got the awesome One Night Stand match, the three-way, six person. 07, has he got Batista?
He fights Batista twice, 3 stars both times.
Yeah.
In 08, he fights Batista again, 3.5 stars. But he also fights Undertaker, 3.5 stars. 09, he's got a great match with Jeff Hardy. And then he's in a triple threat tag. I don't know what that is anymore. And then in 2010, he's in the Fatal 4-Way match. And in 2020, he has the greatest wrestling match of all time with Randy
Orton. So for counting 2020, which we usually don't, that would drag him down. But we don't count 2020.
That match is really good, actually.
That's right. That's good. The Mania one's the bad one.
Yeah, this one's very, like, it wasn't the greatest wrestling match of all time, but it was good.
I said don't count 2020. So... I don't know.
He's got nothing bad.
Best stuff is One Night Stand.
Yeah, but he's got nothing bad.
Right. So he's kind of like Jeff, right?
I think he's ahead of The Undertaker.
I don't know. Well, you think One Night Stand's bigger than...
No, I don't think
it's not that bad, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's bigger, but I think it's up there. It's not like it's like he should probably be ahead of Christian.
Yeah. Do you think we have Christian too high?
Christian's got 2 4-star matches, nothing bad, and a bunch of good matches.
Right.
So maybe Christian's like our nothing bad guy who has great matches.
Right. And Edge is nothing bad with one great match.
I got 2. I like his Jeff Hardy match. It's a great match.
Mm.
Plus, he's a King of the Ring winner, so maybe he should be ahead of AJ Styles, too.
Oh, God, that feels high.
No, but, I mean, AJ just has the Cena match, Money in the Bank, and a match with Nakamura.
Is there anything Edge had better than a Cena match, though?
I think the ECW.
You think it's better? Okay.
I think so. I think now you could factor in that he's like 1/6 of it, right?
Yeah, but he's a big part. He drives that match.
Yeah, yeah, and he pins her by fucking her, so we're good. Okay.
All right, Kevin Owens.
Okay, so he's got what I think is the best, his best match with John Cena in 2015. I have it at 4 3/4 because I think it really, it's the Money in the Bank match, and it builds on all their previous matches.
Yeah.
2016 is in the Money in the Bank, and that's great. 2017 is in the Money in the Bank. It's very good. 2018 is in the Money in the Bank. It's good. And then 2019, he teams up with Sami Zayn to face the New Day, which is very good.
All right. So he's up there.
Yeah, but it's a lot of group work.
Right, right. So below AJ, you think? Because they kind of both have a great Cena match, and then...
But I think that his Cena match is better, so I'd probably put him ahead of AJ.
Okay. How about Edge?
I'd leave Edge there.
Okay. All right.
Ugh.
Triple H's. So, 97, of course, he wins the crown. He beats Ahmed Johnson and Mankind. Both nothing good there.
Nope.
98, he fights... Or he's off that show, isn't he?
He's hurt, yeah, isn't he?
99.
He's off that show, too, isn't he?
Yeah. 2000, he's in that stupid six-man.
Yep.
01, he's hurt.
Yep.
02, he fights an awful match with The Undertaker.
Yeah. 03.
03, he's got one of the greatest Hell in a Cell of all time.
Yeah.
A little headstrong against Kevin Nash.
Yep.
The all-time bad at 04. Yep. 05, though, he's got the Cell with Batista.
Yep.
06, he's got the Spirit Squad. Yeah. What's he got the last couple?
He's not an 07. 08, he's got a really good match with Orton. And a really bad match with... a really good match with Cena, a really bad match with Orton. And in 09, a bad match with Orton.
Yeah. So he's not... I mean, the only thing he's got going is the Cell.
Yeah.
And then he's got junk.
But he's got those two other Cells. Like, it's not that he has one bad Hell in the Cell.
Right.
He's got two of them.
Yeah.
So should we just put him last?
I mean, for the Batista match is a 5 for me, though.
I know. Well, look, I think he's below the Undertaker.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say below Hardy, probably.
Okay.
I could maybe go below Seth, but that'd be about it. Because with Perfect and Del Rio, you're really talking one, you know, excellent match, and that's it. And it's not as good as his best. But they don't really have other stuff backing it up. You know, like, Perfect has the Hughes match, and that's it.
Yeah, but Triple H has nothing backing it up either. And he has a litany of just bad.
He's got the Nash match.
Yeah, he's got that Nash match. You can put him ahead of Perfect. I don't care. But Perfect has nothing really bad. Del Rio has nothing really bad. Like,
yeah. It just feels like really low with that Cell.
I know. But it's the other Cells. But whatever. Put him there. He's far down. It's fine. He gets no respect from us.
All right. Mankind. So obviously 96 is a classic. 97. He's got the match with Lawler, which is kind of fun. And then the Triple H match, which is whatever. He's got the all-time moment at 98, talking about. 99, he's not at, right?
No.
Yeah, 2000, then he's done. Is he back at all for anything?
He's back in 06, and he fights Flair in a boring match, and then the crazy tag match.
Right. Yeah. All right, and so he's got the Hell in a Cell, he's got the six-man, and then nothing real bad.
And he's in a five-way in 2007, which is very good.
Yeah, I think he's up there.
I think so, too. I don't see... I'm not as high in the 96 match as you, I don't think.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's very good. Yeah.
You have him above Ray or below Ray?
Probably above Ray.
Yeah. Below Jericho or above Jericho?
I'd
have him just below Kurt, I think, for me.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. The only thing I would say that would put him below Jericho would be Jericho doesn't have the lows that Mankind has. But he also doesn't have the very high highs.
Right, right. I mean, the one night stand and the Hell in a Cell is like...
Yeah, it's higher than anything Jericho has.
Insane moments, yeah.
Yeah, and even his bad is not that. Like, it's just disappointing or boring.
Right, and even if you're not big in 96, like, the moment is still pretty big.
Oh, yes, of course. And I like the match. I think it's very good.
All right, Sheamus.
Okay, Fatal 4-Way in 2010. I think this is where he loses the belt to Ray, of all things, mm-hmm. of all people. In 2012, he fights Dolph in what I think is actually a great match. 2014, he's got two matches. He's got the match with Cesaro, which is a great match. And then he's got the Money in the Bank, which is the world title one. Mm-hmm. 2015, Money in the Bank. That's the one he wins. 2016, he fights Apollo Crews. 2017, the Bar against the Hardys. And 2020, against Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. So he's got a good resume.
Yeah, I think it's two great matches and then some very good with nothing bad.
All right, so where with versus Hardy, how do you have him?
I think he probably has to go ahead of Jeff Hardy.
Ahead of Undertaker and Shawn?
Well, it just depends how much we want to punish them for the bad.
Yeah, I think I'd have him below Shawn and Taker. I don't think any of his stuff is that great that it surpasses.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's like that low-key great match that, like, right. Okay, it was great, but I'm not going to remember it. Like,
yeah. Okay. All right, Bret the Hitman Hart. Interesting one. So, three very good to great matches at King of the Ring, 93. Yep. I really like the Razor match. He's got the classic with Perfect and the really good main event with Bigelow,
yep.
Which I'd probably have it, what do you have it at? Like 3 3/4, 4, somewhere yep. there?
3 3/4. And I have Razor at 3.5.
Yes, and then Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 3/4, or if you got it.
I have four and a quarter.
So 94, he's got the really good match with Diesel, which I like quite a bit.
I got it at 3.5, which I really like it. Yeah.
95, we get the Lawler match, which is fine, given all the nonsense around it.
Best match on the show.
Yeah. And then 97, he's got the great promo.
Right.
All right. So, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and he's the first King of the Ring.
Yeah, which is good. So I had Marcus in my DMs earlier trying to convince me that he's the number one guy, which I don't think is possible.
No, but I think I think you can make a case that he's above Jericho.
Yeah. Well, Jericho's got what, the two Ray matches.
Yeah, two Ray. The Punk's really good. Oh, actually, wait, because Jericho's in that triple threat with Austin and Benoit. He's got the Punk match. He's got
the other triple threat.
Fuck, maybe Jericho's too low. I know that's crazy. Like,
well, let's get through this and see. We can debate those top three. I think Brett's below him above Ray.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. All right, Owen Hart. So he's got 94, the three matches, right? So Tatanka is kind of whatever, but then the great sprint with Kid.
Yeah.
And a fine match with Razor.
Yeah.
And then 96 commentary is awesome. If you want to include that. 97, what's he in that? Six-man with Sid and LOD.
Yeah.
And then 98, he fights X-Pac, which is a really good match. And then that's it.
Look, I included him because of the King of the Ring. Yeah. So I think he's probably just a bit ahead of Brock on the Kid match.
Right. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dolph Ziggler.
All right, Dolph. Dolph is one of those guys that always sneaky good. Okay, in 2009, he fights the great Khali. 2011, he has a really good match with Kofi Kingston. 2012, a great match with Sheamus. 2013, the match with Del Rio. And I think I would give Dolph more credit than Del Rio for that match because it's his selling that makes it work. 2014, he's in the Money in the Bank with Seth, which is really good. 2015, Money in the Bank, very good. 2016, he fights Corbin. 2017, Money in the Bank. 2019, a good match with Kofi. So I think it's the strength of Del Rio and the Sheamus match.
Where's he versus Sheamus? Sounds like higher.
Yeah, not much. I think he's probably right above Sheamus, right below Shawn.
Okay.
What was Marcus's argument that Bret Hart should be number one? Was it just the King of the Ring?
I have to look. Hang on. I mean, he's a giant mark, so that's part of it.
because once you get past that, it's not that his stuff is bad. It's certainly not.
Three classics in one night, a great match with Diesel, a very good match with Lawler, and a terrible card, and nothing bad.
Yeah. The only problem with those three classics is none of them are like the... I mean, I guess you could argue if any of them were classics, but like none of them are like... Like, where would Bret Perfect finish in your top one? Did it finish in your top 100?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it didn't on mine. Like,
right, but I'm much higher than you on it. I think I'm either... Well, actually, I'll tell you one sec. Because if it's in my top 100, then it's at least 4 3/4, I think.
Right, because I mean, we're comparing it to the Hell in a Cell. We're comparing it to Kurt Schaun.
I had it at 49.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's a definite 4 3/4 for me.
I probably had it 130, like around there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a top 50 match for me. All right. So we got Stone Cold Steve Austin. So 1996, obviously. Not well, the match Romero is fine. Jake
very
match,
good.
Nothing. But then, obviously, an all-time moment that launched launched the promotion to a stratosphere in him.
Yeah.
97, he's got the great match with Sean. 98, he's got the... I like the fun first blood match of the game.
Me too.
99, he's got the ladder match with Vincent Shane.
Yeah.
And then 2001, he's got the three-way. So
great triple threat. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's up there for sure.
Yeah.
I would have him above Brett. And that's what my argument against Marcus was when we went back and forth. I had Austin higher.
Why?
I think the weight of his moment is better in 96 versus Brett being the first king. I think like that's up there with the Cell is like moments like Austin 316 debuts. Mm-hmm. And then the Shawn match. I mean, I don't think it's that far off probably from Brett and Perfect. And then, you know, 4 1/4, like ish, you said on 01 King of the Ring. And then the first blood match is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I guess. Because, like, according to my rankings, too, like, I mean, if I were to rank the matches, I'd probably have Brett Perfect number one, then the Triple Threat, then Shawn Austin.
Right. So you get that, plus he's got the Austin 316.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you got the Diesel. Where are you at with that Diesel match? Don't you love that Diesel match?
Yeah, I'm probably 3.5. Like
okay, that's where I'm at on it.
Maybe 3 3/4, somewhere in there.
Because Austin 316 is obviously the most important promo of all time, probably.
Oh, definitely. And it holds up in the moment. Like,
oh yeah.
Chad and I just did King of the Ring 96, and it's like, it's not like it's a throwaway that later caught steam. It's like incredible in the moment.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, like, I don't think he's remarkably better. And the other thing too is like that, I don't know. It's interesting because Brett Perfect and Austin Shawn are both like, you could argue both kind of throwaway great matches, right?
Right.
But you know, like neither really meant much long term.
Yeah, I think Brett Perfect is substantially better than Austin Shawn, but yeah, I see that. I see what you mean on that. It's a tough one because it is close.
All right, we could put Brett above him for right now.
No, let's put Austin above. I think you're right about the moment. Put Austin above him.
Okay. Isn't that 316 is so huge?
Yeah. Look, Brett has a better in-ring King of the Ring, but Austin has a more important King of the Ring.
Well, and he's got other stuff.
Yeah, and it's not like his King of the Ring was bad either.
No. And he's got 01, you know, and 97.
98.
98's a big moment.
And even his bad, I mean, McMahon match is not bad. It's just a bit.
No, it's just there, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, speaking of, we got Shane McMahon, who is an interesting one on this list. So he's got 99, the ladder with Vince against Austin.
Yeah.
And then 01 against... Angle, which is incredible, and 2000 in the six-man.
That's right.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
So he's got one great, one middling, kind of, I guess, two middling. I don't know. It depends how you feel in the six-man.
Yeah.
All right, so where's he, like, in the one-and-done guys? Like,
well, I think he's probably ahead of Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably there. That's probably where he lands.
We haven't been about Triple H.
I don't think so, based on the fact that you, based on that Hell in a Cell for you, I don't think so.
The Nash one?
No, god damn it. Batista one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he doesn't go close. Okay.
Dean Ambrose next, right?
Yeah. What's up with him?
Okay, well, he fights Kane in 2013
mm-hmm.
in a nothing match. He's in the Money in the Bank 2014 during this feud with Seth. Then he fights Seth in 2015 in a great match. He fights Seth in 2016 to win the belt. He's in the 2016 Money in the Bank, and he fights The Miz in 2017. It's a nothing run, but he's got one great match, but it's not that great. I think you're in the Cesaro category here.
Yeah, above Cesaro. Sounds right to me.
Well, he's got the title win, right?
So. Yeah. Would you put him above Del Rio?
No, I don't think so, because Del Rio's match is better than anything he did.
All right, Billy Gunn. So the Smoky Guns in 93 are in that awful 8-man.
Yeah.
And then 96 against the Godwins, which is, I think, around like 2 stars on Warzone. And then is that us on 90? Was he in 98? Anything with the DX?
No. They fight the new Midnight Express.
Yeah, so whatever.
Yeah.
99, then he's got the 3 matches.
He's got the run, but it's not a good run.
No, nothing great. And then what's he got after that, Ethan?
2004, he fights Kenzo Suzuki.
Oh, God. All right. He's at the bottom.
Yeah, he's the last one. But, like, I had to include him as the King of the Ring winner, right?
Yeah. Later. All right. Tell me about Sami Zayn.
Whoa. Okay, so it's... he shouldn't even be included here. Mm. 2016, Money in the Bank, which is great. 2018 against Lashley, which is disappointing. But then he teams with Owens against the New Day in 2019.
All right, so above Billy or below Billy?
Put him above Billy because Billy's just bad. But then that's it.
All right, Ken Shamrock. So 98, he's got the tournament win. That's where he destroys D'Lo Brown's pectoral muscle.
Yeah.
And then beats The Rock in a fun match. 99, is he in there? Or is he... Yeah. He gets knocked out before, I forget.
No, he loses to Billy Gunn.
That's right, yeah. That's right, with the condom of blood. Is that it for him?
That's it.
All right, so he's above Zayn.
Ahead of Billy.
Yeah, above Zayn too, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Above Knock?
Yeah, why not?
Lesnar?
No. I think Lesnar's... Yeah, because I think Lesnar's win is better than... I like Ken Shamrock's win, but I think Lesnar's win is better and it means more.
Okay. All right. John Cena.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got a good resume, like usual. I think he's, the first one's 04. He's in the four-way for the U.S. title. 05, the triple threat we keep talking about. 06, he's got the RVD. Plus, he's got Sabu. Yep. In at Vengeance, which again is very good. 07, he's in a 5-way for the belt. 08, Triple H, very good. 09, Miz, not good. 2010, Fatal 4-way, not good. 2011, Truth, not good. 2012, Big Show, not good. 2013, Ryback, not good. 2014, he's in Money in the Bank, is fine. 2015, the all-timer with Owens. 2016, the all-timer with Styles.
Jeez. All right, so he's like a rich man, Shawn and Taker, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have him above AJ on the back of the having the well above AJ and Owens?
Yeah, because he's got matches with both of them.
Right. Edge.
He should probably go ahead of Edge.
Batista.
He should probably go ahead of Batista. He should probably go ahead of RVD.
Right. He's got RVD plus the other stuff.
Yeah. Now, should he go ahead of Ray, who's got nothing bad but 4-star matches?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then maybe does he go ahead of Brett?
If he goes ahead of Brett, he's going to go ahead of Austin.
Yeah.
Brett and Austin don't have the bad, and they have all-time moments.
Yeah, leave him there, below Brett.
All right, 123Kid / X-Pac. So 94, he's got the really fun sprint with Owen.
Yeah,
and then really 98, match he's got the really match with... That's right, yep. And then 98, he's got the match with Owen. 99, he's got the fun little run through the tournament.
Yeah.
This is to Billy in the finals. Is he done after that? Or does he have something?
No, he's got a tables match in 2000.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he fights Jeff Hardy in 01.
Which is pretty good.
It's good. Yeah. Like, he's not making any waves. He's near the bottom. But yeah. I think, you know.
Above Shane or below Shane? Probably below Shane, right?
Shane. Yeah, below Shane, below Perfect, below Del Rio. Probably below Ambrose. Probably below Cesaro, below Owen, below Brock.
Shamrock.
Maybe Shamrock should go ahead because he won the tournament.
Okay, above Knock.
Yeah. Knock's probably too low, but because he's got great matches and nothing bad, but
right.
Who cares?
All right, CM Punk.
Okay, CM Punk again. It's I mean, the more I look into him, he's probably the most consistent performer they've ever had. 2007, he's in a six man. It's the ECW stuff. Good match. 2009, he's got a very good match with Umaga, and then a good match with Hardy. 2010, he's in a Fatal 4-Way, but the better of the Fatal 4-Ways. 2011, a great match with Mysterio. That's when they're heating him up to go against Cena the next month. 2012, he's in a very good triple threat with Daniel Bryan and Kane. And then 2013, he's got a great match with Jericho.
All right, so he's definitely up there. Below Cena?
Yes. Above Christian, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Christian's got 2 4-star matches. Punk doesn't.
Right. So you want Punk above Taker, though? Because he doesn't have any crap?
Feels weird. But I love that 2013 match is, number one, it's good. It's also Punk's return, and it's in Chicago. So it's actually a really great moment, too.
Right.
That Payback 2013 show is really good. But it feels weird to put him ahead of Taker with a Hell in the Cell.
Yeah. How about Sean?
Sean's got better stuff than Punk in general.
Because he's got Dolph.
I think the one match Dolph has, Dolph's got 2 4-star matches too, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ahead of Sheamus.
Okay.
Feels right. All right.
And last one, tell me all about Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Where the hell is he now? Okay. His first one's against Shelton in 2004. Good enough. He fights Angle twice in 2006. One's great, one's good. In 2007, he's in the 5-way, which is very good. And he fights RVD, which is good. Bad match in 08 against Triple H. Good match in 09 against Batista. Bad match against Triple H in 09. In the worst Fatal 4 in 2010. He's got the great match with Christian, but it's the worst of their series. Then he's in 2 consecutive Money in the Banks, and he's got the 4-way with Edge. The greatest wrestling match of all time with Edge.
Thus, he's not in more.
I know.
I don't know. All right.
He's below Edge, because Edge doesn't have the bad stuff.
Right. Below the Owen-Cena pairing?
Yeah, I think so. Probably below Christian, too, I think.
Yeah. All right, so what do you have versus the Taker Shawn bucket?
Well, Taker Shawn, they got the big, big, big stuff. So
yeah, I can't put Orton above them.
No. I think you can probably... I think he's got to go ahead of Dolph.
Okay. All right, do you want to debate that top at all?
I think we got to look at Jericho.
Okay.
Again. So, because like, okay, so Mankind, he's got
the Cell, which is, you said it before, it's like kind of his thing.
Yeah.
Which he's is, got, you know, an amazing thing.
Yeah. The One Night Stand tag, which is incredible. He's in it too. And let's just say I bump up Taker to the 96 one to wherever you have, right?
Yeah.
That's 3 4-star plus matches, right? Whereas Jericho, it's got the 2 with Ray. So none of it touches Mick's top.
Well, and the thing is, too, with Jericho, like, with Mick, all 3 of those are important. Like, the Cell is all-timer.
Yeah.
Cameron 96 is a big moment. And One Night Stand is, like, an all-timer.
Yeah.
Nothing Jericho has, like, moment-wise touches those.
No, not moment-wise. Mick also is kind of boring in 97 in that tournament. The matches aren't great. He's not great with Flair. He's in that 5-way, which is good. Then once you get, so you get the 2 with Jericho, you get the 2 match with Ray, you get the triple threat with Austin and Benoit, you got the 4-star match with Punk, you get the triple threat with Cena and Christian.
Yeah, I think all that's good enough to get him third. I think Mankind is intangible, so I put him past him.
I guess, but fuck, even like One Night Stand 05, he's got the opener with Storm.
Yeah.
He's got the massive RVD.
He's still a top three all time in it. It's like, that's, he's got a great resume. I just think mixed moment, like half of the Jericho matches you named mean nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
But they're all great matches, but they just mean, like, on pay-per-view, Dirty F, the moment, like, the Hell in a Cell is, like, the most played moment in company history.
Who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Why isn't it Wilt Chamberlain who scored 100 points in a game?
But that wasn't, like, if it was, like, to win the championship in the NBA Finals, it would be bigger.
Right, but it's like this incredible individual performance versus, like, an incredible consistent performance, right?
Yeah, but this is what Jordan just wasn't just an incredible consistent performance. It was like the most high level, incredible.
Well, I mean, of course,
it's like a bad comp.
No, but like, what's his name? Wilt Chamberlain's never even in the conversation. Like, why isn't Daryl Sittler in the conversation for greatest hockey player of all time?
We're not talking about greatest of all time. We're talking about in this one month.
Yeah, but we're talking about greatest of all time in this month, right? And based on individual performances.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, when you in the NBA though, it's based on winning rings and scoring points consistently. Whereas in wrestling, in the world of WWF,
about creating moments,
it's about that moment. Like, it's not just any moment. Like, you know, I'm fine bumping down some of the other guys, like, you know, RVD, like at One Night Stand 06, etc. You know, like that literally is like, I mean, if anything, you could say maybe Austin should even be above because of how big 316 is. But like that Hell in a Cell is, I mean, that has to be the most played clip in the company history. Maybe Hogan slamming Andre is the other one.
Yeah, it's just hard to, he does have other stuff. This would be a different conversation if that's all he had.
Yeah, right? Well, then you're back to the Brock April conversation, right, that we had, where it was just one thing. But no, this is, I mean, that, like, he's got two of those and maybe, you know, a close third.
Well, then should Mankind be on top then? Should he be ahead of Kurt?
That was going to be my next talking point was.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually, Mankind Kurt is more of a discussion to me than Mankind Jericho.
Yeah, I don't know. Jericho's just so consistently excellent.
Yeah. I mean, that gets him above Austin and Brett, which is big.
Yeah. But then this month in particular, he's like, it's like the other ones, he's consistently excellent. He's got a bunch of 4-star matches. And these ones, it's like he's got like really great stuff. Like,
would you keep Kurt one?
I don't know.
Kurt's got the five with Sean.
I don't have that at five, but yeah.
Close, right? Yeah.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
4.5 with Sean, 4.5 with Shane, 4 with Orton. And then the King of the Ring win.
Right. So based on what you're talking about, I think your Hogan list would be Jericho first, then Kurt, then Mick.
No, I'm not actually fighting for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I don't know. Like,
right. I think Mankind should be one. I just think that King of the Ring moment like tops anything else in this month.
I don't know, because I don't think the Shane moment is that far behind it.
Oh, like, come on.
Come on. Him getting thrown through the glass.
You don't see that more than the Cell. The Cell's like one of the biggest. That made Mankind star.
I'm not arguing that it's as big. But I'm what I am arguing is that it's not as far behind it as Jericho's moments.
No, that's why I wouldn't have Jericho. I'd have Jericho third comfortably. I don't, to me, there's more of an argument for Austin over Jericho based on 316.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the in-ring to carry.
Correct.
Like,
so Jericho, I'm fine leaving there.
Yeah.
I think I'd go Mick, Kurt, Jericho. When you think King of the Ring, you think Mick Foley going off the cage.
Yeah. But again, I don't want to base it on the one moment.
Yeah, I know. He just really owns that moment.
I know, but the one moment is not enough to make up for
everything. Well, but he's also got One Night Stand.
That's the problem here, is that he's got One Night Stand, and then you're counting to the Taker match.
Right, well, just the moment even there. It's like, I mean, it's a great, I think it's a really good match.
Yeah. I mean,
moment is also insane.
Sure. I mean, like, Kurt's also got Hogan, which, I mean, it's not as big, but
so I went 3.5 on King of the Ring 96, just for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm at 3.25. So we're not far at all. Because you keep going great. That's why.
Well, when you factor in the whole thing.
Yeah, I think so. where are you with Foley on that 97 tournament and the Flair match?
So I actually like the Lawler match. It's quick. But there's some intangibles in 97 for him, too. Like, that was just after the videos aired with JR, and, like, that crowd swell on that show was interesting, where it's, like, the first where he's kind of officially a face in that show.
Right.
They just didn't really tailor that main event, that finals, to his strengths. But, I mean, damn it, faint praise, and maybe the second best match on the show.
Right.
So, I don't know. 2¾ somewhere in there. I don't know. I haven't watched it most recently enough. The Flair match is stupid, but it really just exists to set up SummerSlam.
It's 2 out of 3 falls, and it's 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's all a joke, right? Like, yeah. It's Mick trying to work his anti-hardcore shit or whatever to set up SummerSlam. Mick in 06 is weird. Like, he was obsessed with all these. He had all these plans, and none of them really came across well on TV, but...
Okay, look. The top match is... The top moment is Taker and Mick.
Right, but are you a guy that has that at 5? Yeah, because it's like a Hogan Andre thing.
Yeah. So Taker and Mick. Then the next one is probably Shane and Kurt, right?
Yes.
Then what's next for you? Is it Shawn and Kurt, or is it the One Night Stand tag?
I don't know. I got to check quick. Let me see if I had Shawn and Kurt on. I watched it for something. I'm trying to think what the hell I watched it for. If it was for the GWE list.
Probably.
Let me see if I... Because I watched a few matches for that I tracked. Hang on. All right. Because I thought I watched both of them back to back. Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. So, let's I had it 4¼.
4¼, and what do you have the One Night Stand tag at?
I don't know. I didn't watch it for that, and then
okay.
You didn't do anything.
I have them both at 4½. So
I'd probably have the One Night Stand higher.
I mean, I could watch them. That would be fine, and then we just and then the next best match I have the Orton at One Night Stand, and then the idea too is Kurt carries two shows, right? He carries 2000 and he carries 2001.
But those 2000 matches are nothing. Like, to me, that washes with Mick's 97.
Oh, I think the matches Angle has in 2001 are way better than anything he has in 97.
Well, in 01, yes. You said 2000.
Right, but I think the Jericho match is better than anything in 97. I think the Rikishi match is better than anything in 97. I even think the Crash match, you could probably argue.
All right. I mean, I'm fine leaving Kurt.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to work it out. I know it's late. I'm trying to work it out. And then I would put the 05 5-way against the Hogan moment. Mo 2.
Yeah, the Hogan moment's great. The match is fine.
Yeah.
Him tapping him is cool. That's higher than 07.
All right, but Mick has the two biggest.
This is again, I just think that Sell owns the month. That's just me.
I agree, but I think we okay. Let's give it to Mick on the strength of not the Sell, but having the other stuff too.
Right. Yeah, I just think if we're doing Mr. Month, right? Like that's. If Austin had one other great match, I'd have him up number 2. Because I think the Cell and the Austin 316 own. When you think King of the Ring, like those are the two things you think of. And then probably Brett winning would be the third.
Right. Okay, let's put Mick 1. All right. Take it from the bottom?
Yeah. All right, number 34, Billy Gunn.
Number 33, Sami Zayn.
Number 32, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Number 31, the 1-2-3 Kid.
Number 30, Ken Shamrock.
Number 29, Brock Lesnar.
Number 28, Owen Hart.
Number 27, Cesaro.
26, Dean Ambrose.
25, Alberto Del Rio.
Number 24, Mr. Perfect.
23, Shane McMahon.
Number 22, Triple H.
21, Seth Rollins.
Number 20, Jeff Hardy.
19, Sheamus.
18, CM Punk.
17, Dolph Ziggler.
16, Randy Orton.
15, Shawn Michaels.
14, The Undertaker.
13, Christian.
12, AJ Styles.
11, Kevin Owens.
10, Edge.
9, Batista.
8, RVD.
7, Rey Mysterio.
6, John Cena.
Number 5, and very high for him, Bret Hart.
Number 4, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
3, Chris Jericho.
Number 2, Kurt Angle.
And number 1, Mick Foley, Mankind.
Okay. I mean, look, that's good. I think you could argue that top 5 is some of the top 6 even. With the 8. I mean, yeah, honestly, that might be the best top 10 we have in any month.
I'll tell you what, Bret Hart is lucky that John Cena has bad stuff. Because I think John Cena's best stuff is better than Bret's best stuff.
Right. It's just Bret doesn't have that crap.
Yeah.
But if you go all the way down to Edge, like, and even down to AJ, Christian, I mean, you're, God, we got Undertaker in this one at 14. He's got, again, he's got that same moment as Mick. So it's like, this is a pretty loaded month when you look at the top to bottom. I mean,
yeah.
We've had some months where it's like, you know, the top guy's got like one match and that's it.
Yeah. Next month is going to be interesting too, because again, we're going to get a lot of money in the banks, but we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that'll do it. Listen, we got all kinds of stuff happening at North South Connection. Check it out each and every day, ranging on various topics. A lot of in-depth wrestling, covering, you know, different eras and through lines. Plus, we get some comic stuff. We get some TV stuff. We get some sports. Got it all here at the North South Connection. Follow us on Facebook.com/North South Connection. I'm at JT, the pod guy on Twitter. Aaron's at Aaron D. George on Twitter.
Aaron D. Justice.
Oh, that's right. You changed it. Stupid. All right. Bye. Noel's Bar. Duke's
Bye. Bye.